for this week for a rehearing request, but the approval was upheld.
Yeah. We've never had them to be in the situation.
Right. But that's a good point, because they haven't. I understand what you're, where you're going now with that.
Lived here all my life and have kids that live in other states, and you know that you've got to check and follow the law, see what's required.
Oh, you would think. There's a lot of people that, again, maybe not specifically with that, but there's a lot of people that don't know, oh, I'm supposed to go get such and such license.
Yeah.
Well, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I didn't know I was supposed to have a merchant's license from the county. I just thought I had to have one from the city. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
That county let you know, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Eventually.
I mean, so, yeah. Was it $25?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not like
so
it's...
We just try to let them know.
Yeah. I mean, so that was innocent. That wasn't a malicious, oh, I'm not going to pay my $25 county fee. I went to the city, did all the regulations, did everything I thought was proper. So, I mean, just be careful and, you know, don't accuse everybody of...
No.
But you're right. No. You should know that... anyways, and maybe it's better communication with municipalities and to let people know, hey, these are what the requirements are. So.
No, I don't want to accuse anyone, but if you give me, if I'm finding I'm doing something wrong and you give me 90 days to correct it, I'll try to get on the ball. If you tell me a bill is due here and you give me 6 months to pay it, am I going to wait for the 5.5 months because I've got the 6 months? Or if you tell me it's 3 months, I'm going to go for 3 months.
So if you get a bill, you're going to pay it as quick as you can get it, as quick as you can pay it?
Because I might forget it.
But what if you know in 3 months they might say, you know what, you really don't have to pay that bill. Are you going to wait?
In a case like that, if I pay it, then I'm sure there'll be refunded to me.
There's not going to be a refund if you put in the fire suppression system's not going to be refunded. So,
right.
You know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Again, I don't care if you go 90. I'm just saying. The other thing, real quick, the other thing is, and I understand, the ones that are caught in the middle of this specific instance is the people that have already agreed to rent it, paid it, or whatever. So then the visitors, those are the ones that are kind of stuck in the, hey, we didn't know, we're just trying to rent a place that we found on such and such website. So they're also stuck in the middle of this.
Yeah, but do they, most, and I don't know if you, there may be somebody here that knows better than that, but when you rent out, are most of them renting out further out than 90 days?
Oh. I mean, they have repeat customers that sign up for the same time each year, so they're booked out a year.
So they would have a lot of notice then?
A year ahead, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Or this other person would have that time to come in compliance.
Right.
Move on.
Okay. We can come back to that or we'll talk about it. All right. Our number sequences changed just a little bit. We were at 4.7.6, which was the new certificate of compliance. 4.7.8, which is Taney County Assessor's Office compliance, was removed. It read, a compliance letter shall be submitted from the Taney County Assessor's Office prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Any questions on that one? 4.7.9 was removed. Taney County Collector's Office compliance. It was a valid merchant's license shall be provided to the planning department for each nightly rental property. The merchant's license shall be provided prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance.
Do we not? So with that, we don't require them to have a, they have a sales tax number, we don't require a merchant's license number?
No, the collectors will not require a merchant's license unless they're a business of three or more nightly rentals. So she didn't require it.
So if I only own one convenience store, I don't.
There you go. You don't need your merchant's
license. The state tax board has sent a letter on the opinion of definitions of merchant. He gave three scenarios and said that they didn't.
So it's something they couldn't even get. 4.7.10 was changed to 4.7.7, which is a Missouri Department of Revenue compliance. A valid Missouri Department of Sales tax license, and we added, or they added, or a sales tax ID number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Deleted of that 4.7.10 was a no tax due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the planning department office annually indicating that the sales taxes have been paid.
Why did you guys delete that?
They just felt like that, I mean, we never have gotten one. I've seen one in 7 years that had come in. Don't know that the Department of Revenue, I mean, we'd be doing the Department of Revenue's work trying to get compliance letters. We felt like if they had the sales tax ID number, the Department of Revenue would be tracking it with them.
I think the city of Branson requires the compliance letters.
So does Holliston.
Do they?
Yeah, and they get it. You can
go online and get it.
They can get their own online.
Yeah, you don't have to do it.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's not a, anytime I have to fill out some sort of, to go online and get a no sales tax due or license. Or,
nope, it could be added back in.
I just didn't know if there was a reason as to why it wouldn't. It shouldn't cause any more.
Except for the tracking of it.
The tracking of it shouldn't.
I mean, if we start getting the tracking of it by our office would be the hard part.
Again, they'll probably continue to do it anyways.
4.7.11 was changed to 4.78 was permit posting. The only item changed was item F, which is the number of off-street parking spaces provided on the property and the maximum number of nightly rental occupants' vehicles allowed to be parked on the property. The nightly rental occupants was added within that already item F verbiage.
I'm sorry, where you at on right here?
4.7 point, it was 11, but it's changed to 8. 4.7.8 permit postings.
Okay, sorry.
Yep. Item F added the verbiage nightly rental occupants vehicles.
Do we need to define main entrance better? That way it can't be kind of hidden as somebody's. So it's posted within 5 feet of the main entrance of each dwelling unit.
Mm-hmm. We've taken that as the front door, I mean the main entrance.
So if I live up a 1/10 of a mile road, I don't have to put it at the main entrance. I mean, how do you make sure that the people really know what's going to be happening there?
That's true.
And there should be a regulation on the size of the posting.
There should be a regulation on the
I'm
size.
Asking, yeah.
Oh, there is not a regulation on
really
the size.
Make sure that there's a something that, well, I put a post-it note on the mailbox there. What do you mean you didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
What's both on the inside and outside of the dwelling unit?
Right. The same posting on the inside
and outside.
And on the outside.
All the items below.
Correct.
I'm just saying so that the surrounding
So instead of main entrance, do front door?
I wouldn't do front door. I mean, again,
yeah.
If I wanted to put nightly rental where I'm at, nobody would know it. If I put within 5 feet
of the main intent is for the nightly rental renters to be able to pull a number real fast if needed.
I'm sorry.
No, this is for your nightly rental occupants. They get locked out and they can't get in. I need something on the outside that I can see.
I would permit posting. I thought this is where I was thinking this was the public notice posting. I'm like, what?
No. And then on the inside of the door.
That's why I was wondering why it's on the
they post
that's
this.
To give them the information on how to get a hold of.
Water line broke. Who do I get a hold of? Yeah.
Sorry. I read it wrong.
That make more sense now?
Yeah. Do we want to call it permit posting or you want to have a...
It just says permit posting. That's just what it was labeled. We didn't change the
label. I thought this was for notification.
For the notification.
It's like, man, that's kind of...
Yeah. Ready to move on?
Yep.
Okay, 4.7.12 was removed. It's the health department compliance. A compliance letter shall be submitted from the Taney County Health Department with an application for a nightly rental special use permit. If the nightly rental will involve five or more guest rooms, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services defines a guest room as a room in which one or more guests sleep. Example, including a common room such as a living room, if that room will provide sleeping arrangements for one or more guests. After numerous calls to the health department, it is finally explained that their lodging statutes and rules come into place if it involves five or more individual separate guest rooms rented to five or more individual separate renters, like a bed and breakfast, which these all are rented to one group. So you'd have to have five or more separate contracts of renting five or separate more, which they'd have to have lockouts. And so that one was never used. They had never issued a compliance letter. Does that make sense? 4.7.13 was just changed to 4.7.9. was the ownership. 4.7.14 was changed to 7.10, which is local 24-hour representative. And underneath that, 4.7.10, we had an A, which was the change of the local representative requirements. B was removed, which was guest and vehicle register. B, the local representative shall maintain a guest vehicle register for each tenant of the nightly rental. The register shall include the names, home addresses, and telephone numbers of the occupants, and the vehicle license plate numbers of all the vehicles used by the occupants and the date of the rental period. The above information must be made available for county inspection upon request. Failure to maintain or provide the required information constitutes a violation per the provisions of Section 3.10 and may also lead to a revocation of the special use permit. The Planning Commission just didn't see the value and it had never been used and it was at the discretion for inspection and never been called for, never been requested.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have the staff to go around to see and inspect.
No. So that section was removed. Then under 4.710, item C was changed to B, and item D was changed to C, and that was the only other changes under that one. 4.715 was changed to 11. It was the required buffering. It read, a buffer shall be established. And that wording was changed. A buffer may be required. So the word shall changed to may, and the word established to required. And it will read, a buffer may be required between any structure utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6, Technical Plans. 4.716 was changed to 12 was the only change. 4.717 was changed to 13. 4.718 was changed to a 7.14.